Morning, everyone. Today's daf and gittin samech zayin. Thank the Lubin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf is one of the zechem nishmas libe garviel bashmuel. Yitzchak Shem, today we're going to finishing the. I think I'm right today. Okay, could be. We're going to finish, God willing, the sixth parak of the Masechta. Begin parak Shvi'i. The discussion that we had yesterday was regarding instructions to write a get. And you're going to go to Adim, the husband, and you're going to tell the husband that you want a get to be written. And so does that mean that the Adim actually have to be the ones writing the get? So it's not clear from the Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara pointed out yesterday that the ambiguity in the Mishnah rests on the fact that the Mishnah itself doesn't define what the word tziv actually means. If you take a look back at the Mishnah, on Samach Vav Amid Beis, Samach Vav Amid Aleph, the very bottom, Amal Hashem to get liishti, I write again for my wife, Alushlosha, Kisu Gevet Tnu liishti, Hare Elu Yichtivu Vietnu. So the Mishnah says that they should write and they should give. Now, writing over here can mean one of two things. Writing could mean either they're physically going to write the get, the Torah, the Tofis and the Torah if I get, and then they're also going to sign it, or no. See if it could just simply mean that they'll commission somebody to write it, and they themselves will sign it. So the Gemara says on that point, it's not clear. The Gemara, I'm not going to go through the entire Mishnah once again, but the Gemara quoted the second half of the Mishnah, where the second half of the Mishnah also seems to give the indication that the instruction of Ksiva means to actually write the get, and not just simply to sign the get. That was the discussion that we had yesterday. In fact, this question was posed to Shmuel, right? Where Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, the Gemara wanted to know, please teach us, Shmuel, if I instructed two people to write a get and they commissioned the sofer to write the get and the sofer wrote the get and they signed the get, is that going to be a valid get, yes or no? So Shmuel's response was Tetzeh, meaning the get's not good. I mean, she has to get a divorce. If she got remarried on the basis of such a get, it's not going to be a good get. But then he ends off with by saying, "Va'davar tzarach tamlin." But Shmuel said yesterday, but still, even though I'm giving you a very straight answer, a very clear answer, but he says, but in learning, I'm still unsure, I'm still unclear in terms of whether or not it would work or would not work. Now, the Gemara says, now, in terms of the lack of clarity of Shmuel, it's a little bit hard to understand what exactly was he not clear about. But the Gemara pointed out yesterday, much like we just discussed in the beginning of Shir today, really was that what his lack of clarity was that when instructions of the husband go to two Adim and say, write, does that mean write the get? Or does that just simply mean write your name on the bottom of the get? So that's Shmuel's lack of clarity. But anyway, that was that's just a quick recap of what we saw yesterday. Additional to that, we're also discussing Mila Lo Mimsa. The idea of Mila Lo Mimsa is the following. I know, we've discussed since the beginning of the Masechta, that a shliach can pass the get along to another shliach, who can in turn pass the get along to another shliach, and you can keep passing the get along, much like as I described yesterday, like a baton in a relay race. In other words, there you have a physical object, you have a physical item in hand. And so therefore, a shliach can give it to another shliach, who in turn can give it to another shliach. However, as we learned in yesterday's daf, instructions. If all I gave a shliach to do is instructions, and now he has to bid my instructions, so now he can't pass it along to somebody else. This is what's called mile lo mimtsera. Words cannot be passed over from one person to another person. If I instruct somebody to do it, the person that I instructed, and only the person that I instructed, can do the act, and he can't pass along to somebody else. This is the Gemara that we saw yesterday. We're going to pick it up from where we left off yesterday, towards the bottom of the Amud. So Pshita, the Gemara says, and that's not towards the bottom, sorry, it's about two-thirds of the way down. This is where we left off yesterday. So Pshita, the Kasav Get, Hu Diktani Seifa. So if you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, so we went over to the Sanhedrin. This was at the end of the Mishnah. And we said to the Sanhedrin, we'd like you to write a get. So the Sanhedrin has to write a get. Now, what the Gemara tried to argue yesterday was, well, maybe it doesn't mean that they're going to be writing the get. Maybe it means they're going to be signing the get. The Gemara had such a difficult time imagining that you're going to have members of the Sanhedrin who don't know how to sign their name. But the Gemara suggested yesterday, yeah, well, maybe they're new. They're new. So, I'm sorry. The Gemara here is going to go through that. Pshita diksava gethu diktani seifa. Amar Rav Yosi nimenu l'shleach chafanu mekubalim sha'afilu amar l'beisen agazu shibrishlaim tenu get le'ishti shilamdu v'yichtavu v'yitnu la. So here's the Gemara quoting the end of the Mishnah, where the Sanhedrin is now supposed to write the get. Iyamar bishlam ksav get hu shapir ali iyamar ksav yadan hu miika bedina de lo yadam achdem chasuma yadaihu. Good. This is where the Gemara is asking asking the question, is it possible, can you imagine that you have a member of Sanhedrin who doesn't know how to sign his name? So the Gemara says, in Ika Beidina Charita. So the Gemara says, yes, he could be a brand new member to Sanhedrin, and he doesn't know how to sign his name. As I mentioned yesterday, it's really hard to imagine that you have a member of Sanhedrin who is unable to sign his own name. But the Gemara says, okay, but let's as a way of defending, let's imagine that that's a possibility. The Israel and the Haiksuvu Ksav Yadanu, Haksav Aget Kasher. So the Gemara says, now, if we're of the opinion that Ksuvu means Ksav Yadan, so Haksav Haget Kasher, Vahamar Shmuel Amar Rebbe Halachik Rav Yossi, Da Amar Mili Lo Mimsur L'Shliach. So the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. If the Ksiva means the actual Ksiva Saget, so how can you do this? How can I instruct somebody to write a get and then have him instruct somebody else to write a get? That's called mile, and mile doesn't get passed on. Amre Yisraelan Diksuva Ksav Yadanu Ksav Aget Nasik Ka'omer Amru. So the Gemara says, well, we're going to make one exception to this rule. We just said as a rule that you cannot pass instructions from one to another. That's true. However, if the Mishaleach, the one who is instructing, says, not only do I want you to instruct, but my instructions are, I want you to instruct somebody else. So the Gemara says, under those circumstances, is what the Gemara refers to as Omer Amru. So then that would be okay. Umode Rav Yossi ba Omer Amru. And the Gemara now is going to make the argument that even though Rav Yossi is of the opinion that Mili lo Mimsra, then I can't pass instructions along to somebody else. But if part of my instructions were to pass instructions along to somebody else, so then even Rabbi Yossi would agree that that would be fine, that would be acceptable. Okay, so, and a simple exception to the rule of Mila Lo Mimstra is Ba'omer Amru. If I told the person that this is what I want you to do and instruct somebody else, under those circumstances, I'm complying now with the instructions that are given. So the Gemara says, well, let's consider. You're telling me that under the circumstances of Omer Amru, Rav Yossi would agree that instructions can be passed along to somebody else. Consider the following. There's the Mishnah. The Mishnah we're going to learn together later in the Masechta. Ksav Sofer Ve'ed Kasher. The Mishnah says that I have the writing of a sofer and a witness, it would be kasher. Now the Mishnah over there is not abundantly clear what the sofer is doing. Now we know he's going to be writing the get. That part's clear because he's a sofer, and that's what he does. What's unclear, however, is he writing the get and signing the get? Or is he just simply writing the get? So, V'amar of Yirmiyah, Chasam Sofer Shaninu. Rav Yirmiyah learns that Mishnah later on. Rav Yirmiyah says that Mishnah is speaking specifically where the Sofer not only wrote the get, but he also signed the get as well. Which parenthetically makes sense because it's Chasam Sofer V'ed. Which means that, of course, you can only, a get is only going to work if it has two Edim on the bottom. So Rav Yirmiyah's pshat is very good in that, yes, we do have two Edim on the bottom. One of them is the Sofer and the other one is the Ed. The Amar of Chista Masnitsa Mani Rav Yossi. Now, in terms of who the author of that Mishnah is, so Rav Chista teaches us that the author of the Mishnah is Rav Yossi, who says that instructions cannot be passed over to somebody else. Now, with all that stated, so the Gemara says, now let's consider the following. You're now making the argument that although Rav Yossi says that instructions cannot be passed over, but in a scenario of Omer Amru, instructions can be passed over. Let us consider the following. Nothing mean a chor, but what could happen is that in this case, something terrible can happen. Why? The Zimnan da Amru l'shnayim, Amru l'sofer v'yichtov, u'leploni u'lefloni v'yichtamu. So the Gemara says, imagine the following. Let's say I go over to two people and I say, here's the story. I want to terminate the marriage. I want to write a divorce. And here, what you're going to do is Imru l'sofer. I'm telling you to instruct a sofer to go ahead and to write a get. V'yichtuv, and he'll write it. U'lefloni u'floni v'yichtamu. And so and so and so and so will sign the get. So basically, his instructions to two people is, gentlemen, take care of it. You're going to be responsible for putting everything together. You'll contract the sofer. You'll have him write it. You'll get two people to sign, not you, not the two of you, but you'll get two other people to sign, and that'll take care of it. Now, remember, Rav Yossi agrees to Omer Amru. In other words, it's fine, these two people can take care of it, because I'm telling them to take care of it. I'm telling them to go ahead and instruct the sofer to write, these two people to sign, and so far, so good. Here comes now the problem. Umishum kisufa de sofer chayshina umachtem echad mehanach sahadi v'sofer bahadayinu. Now the Gemara says, now imagine the following. Fine, we go over to the sofer and the two people who were designated, who were assigned to take care of the whole thing. So they first go over to the sofer and they say, okay, the get needs to be written. We're commissioning you to write the get. We are under orders by the husband. So far, so good. And the sofer goes ahead and writes the get. Now, their instructions were to have two different people sign it. And the husband identified who he wanted to sign it. But now, the sofer is handing over the get, and the sofer says, oh, parenthetically, do you want me to sign also on the get? Now, they're going to look at the sofer, and it's very hard to reject anybody. And they're going to feel now, well, we don't want to make the sofer feel bad. So you know what we'll do? You want to sign on the get? Okay, that's fine. You can sign on the get. So then they'll allow the sofer to sign on the get. They'll only go to one of the other people who they were assigned to go to have signed on the document. And now, ubal lo amar hachi. And this was not as per the instructions of the husband. And so the Gemara says, if you're subscribing to Omer Amru as a means of allowing instructions to be passed over from one to another, the Gemara says, I can envision, although this case is not that common, but I can envision the scenario that we just laid out, and if this scenario that we just laid out were to happen, the get would not be a kosher get. Because the sofer, although he was instructed by the husband to write the get, he was not instructed by the husband to sign the get. And once they are now not following orders of the husband, they are not under shlichus, and the get's simply not going to be a good get. The Gemara says, this is all a possible pitfall in the scenario of if you subscribe to Omer Amru. So the Gemara says, Kevin Amar Amar Kashav Lo Sasa Kem Yisrael Lo Shriach. The Gemara says, look, I'll tell you why we're not worried about this scenario. Because as we are going to learn at the end of this Amud today, on the bottom of this Amud, we're going to learn that although technically it works, because Rabbi Yossi agrees to Omer Amru, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, where Omer Amru works, but at the same time, the Chachamim strongly discouraged writing a get in this scenario, where you're not speaking directly to the sofer, and you're not speaking directly to the witnesses who are signing on the document. And the Gemara says, if you commission two people to take care of the whole thing, technically it works. The Chachamim strongly discouraged it. Why did they strongly discourage it? So stay tuned, we're going to see that in the bottom of the Amud today, in terms of why they discouraged it. All we need to know right now is they did discourage it. So now we're talking about something that is not going to happen. It could happen, it would work, but it's not going to happen because the Chachamim discouraged it. And so therefore, this is what's called Milsud Lo Shchiach. And if it's Milsud Lo Shchiach, Lo Gazru Bei Rabbanan. Chachamim didn't make a gezerah. Gemara says, fine. Consider now the following. V'leichesh Yama Amr Lula Beitrei Imr Lusofer V'yichtov V'atem Chasumu. So the Gemara says, okay, what about the following scenario? I go over to two people and I say to the two people, look, have a sofer write the get. Right, I'm telling you to instruct the sofer to write the get. So again, this is now subscribing to the principle of Omer Amru, where he's not talking to the sofer directly. He's telling these two to talk to the sofer. In this case, however, he says to these two, you two are going to be signing on the get. So in terms of them signing on the get, they themselves were instructed to sign on the get. So this is not Omer Amru. He's actually commissioning, assigning them to sign on the get. So this is better than the previous case. In the previous case, you had the two people taking care of everything. Here, the two people that were pointed to are actually going to be signing on the get. Now the Gemara says, now let's consider. So the Gemara says, now we're going to end up now in a very similar pitfall, where after we go over to the sofer, after the two people who were assigned to sign on the document went over to the sofer, asked the sofer to write the get. Sofer did write the get. Sofer's like, okay, and do you need me to sign? And they're going to look uncomfortably at each other, and they're going to be like, we don't want to reject him. We don't want him to feel bad. So we're going to ask him to sign on the document. One of us is going to sign on it, together with the sofer, and that was not the authorization of the husband. The husband wanted them, and only them, to sign on the document. So once again, it's a pitfall that could result in this scenario that we just laid out, and it's not going to be a good get. So, Amri Hanami Kashav Lo Sasahu. So the Gemara says, okay, And once again, why are we not worried about that pitfall? Because once again, we're going to see on the bottom of the Amud that it's not encouraged. Writing the get in such a manner where you're not speaking directly to the sofer is going to be discouraged. And once again, it falls under the category of milsa d'lo shchicha and milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazre b'ir rabbanan. So the Gemara says, hanich laman d'makashav lo sasso laman d'makashav sasso maik l'meimah. The Gemara says, yeah, but here's what I know, which we are now learning together, and that is this case that we just laid out, where the husband is speaking directly to the Edom, and the Edom who are going to be signing, some opinions say that the Chachamim discouraged it. But some Chachamim say no, that it's not discouraged. In fact, it's encouraged. This is a good way to write a get, by speaking to the Edom directly, even though you're telling the Edom to speak to the sofer. But as long as you're speaking to the Edom directly, so some Chachamim are fine with it. So if they're fine with it, so why aren't we worried? So Ella, Rabbi Yossi Tarti Amar. So the Gemara says, okay, point well taken. Rav Yossi said two things. Take a look at Rashi. What does that mean? Rav Yossi says two things. Elavade, Rav Yossi tarti amar. Lepsula bein she'amar l'shlosha tenu bein she'amar amar l'ploni v'yichtu v'ploni v'ploni v'yichtmu pasal. Rav Yossi is of the opinion that in a scenario where I tell two people to write the get, or I tell three people to write the get, they themselves have to write the get, and they cannot ask somebody else to write the get. Now it's true that there are a selection of Amorim which we're going to see together on the bottom of the Amud, and they're arguing, encourage, discourage, yes, no. The Gemara says they're not within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi. They're arguing within the Shita of Rav Meir. So I'm pleading to the Rav Yossi, Apostle Lagamri. Because according to Rav Yossi, there is simply nothing to talk about. You can't, once you're instructed to do something, you yourself have to do it, and you can't subcontract it to somebody else to do it. So according to Rav Yossi, the discussion doesn't even get off the ground. The Amoraim later on who argue, yes, no, can we subcontract, can we not subcontract, they're working within the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Rav Yossi, and so therefore, once we have Rav Yossi and Rav Meir separated, so now the Mishnah that said that you can have the sofer signing on the document is not talking about the scenario that we just described, the couple scenarios we just described, because according to Rav Yossi, there's simply no room to subcontract. It's only Rav Meir who entertains this idea. So the Gemara says, now that we know that Rav Yossi says, in both scenarios, the principal people who are instructed are the only ones who could write the get. So now, the Gemara says, Shmuel, Savala Kavase Bechado, Palagala Bechada. Now Shmuel himself has a split decision, where when Shmuel was asked a question, and Shmuel says, hey, is it okay if I turn to two people and I say to them, I want you to write the get, and they go ahead and subcontract the writing of the get to somebody else? What did Shmuel say? It's not a good get, but I'm still not sure. What was Shmuel still not sure about? So now the Gemara is going to say. So and let's take a look at Rashi. Ushmuel da Amar Lael Hadavat Sarach Talmud Dik Suvuk Sav Yado Haksav Aget Nase Kaomer Amar Vekasher. So when Shmuel described the scenario where he talked to two people, they subcontract the writing of the get. So why is Shmuel unclear? So several like Rav Yossi Bechada, the Amr Shmuel Halachik Rav Yossi Hecha de Lo Amr Amru. So when he says the halacha is like Rav Yossi, that's when you didn't say Amr Amru, where there wasn't instructions to subcontract. But if there was instructions to subcontract, so then maybe Shmuel entertained the possibility that maybe it would be okay, maybe it would be allowed. So the Gemara says that's why Shmuel himself was unclear. But in terms of Rav Yossi is clear. You cannot subcontract, and since you cannot subcontract, so Rav Yossi wouldn't even have asked the question to begin with. Gufa. The Gemara continues. We're on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. We're about a third of the way down. Amar Shmuel Amar Rabbi Halachi Rabbi Yossi Amar Mila Lo Mimster L'Shliach. So the Gemara quotes Shmuel, who quotes Rabbi. That's not. It's an unusual masara. I don't know how often we have Shmuel quoting Rebbe, but Shmuel who quotes Rebbe, who says Allah is like Rabbi Yossi, which is instructions cannot be passed along. Amalafan Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Me'achish Rebbe Me'er Chanina Ishona Chokin Al Rebbe Yossi Ma Ra Rebbe Lomar Allah Ker Rebbe Yossi. So interesting. So you know the Rebbe Meir disagrees. You know the Rebbe Meir says that Mile can be passed along. I can subcontract somebody else to do something, even though I myself were instructed to do it. So once I know the Rebbe Meir argued with Rav Yossi, I'm going to ask you a simple question. How did you choose Rav Yossi as the halacha? Amalo shtok benish shtok, lo reitid Rav Yossi. So the responses are very simple and definitive. You need to be quiet. You never saw Rav Yossi. If you ever saw Rav Yossi, meaning if you've ever been in the shir, and you ever listened to him deliver halacha, so you would know, nimuko imo. What does that mean, nimuko imo? You hear that expression all the time throughout Shas. Rashi over here explains, nimuko imo, perusho imo. Lases tam lechod v'rav shayam. Anytime Rav Yossi spoke, he was clear. He gave explanations. The explanations were clear. And so therefore, you're in the shir and you're hearing Rav Yossi, so you understand that he had a total, not only knowledge of the halacha, but also an understanding of the halacha. And he was able to communicate it with clarity. Did Tanya, and the Gemara here quotes a brisa. This brisa over here that's going to interrupt our discussion of contracting, subcontracting. So this brisa is part of Avos Rebbe Nasan. It's a amplification of Pirkei Avos, right? Pirkei Avos gives us, right, a little bit of Chachmei Chazal, right, the very smart things that were said by Chazal. And Avos Rebbe Nasan is just an amplification of Pirkei Avos. So the Gemara says, Isi Ben Yehuda, so here we have a treatment of various Talmid Chachamim. So Isi Ben Yehuda, Yamonishiv Chanshav Chachamim. So he would go ahead and extend the praise of the following Talmid Chachamim. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 9 Talmid Chachamim who are praised in this Avos Rebbe Nasan. And Pirkei Avos, by the way, there's a very similar Mishnah over there that goes through the praises of various Tanaim. So Rebbe Meir, Chacham V'Sofer. So we start off with Rebbe Meir. He was a Tam Chacham, and he was a Sofer of Yehuda. Chacham L'Chishirtze. An interesting praise for Rebbe Yehuda. He was a Chacham when he wanted to be. Rashi, I know. Chacham L'Chishirtze, Rashi writes, Kishayarot Elios, Amatun Umit Yashay B'Dvarav, Hayah Chacham. He could be smart at will, right? Okay. It's an interesting way to praise somebody. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon Galshel Gozim. We're up to our third town of Rabbi Tarfon. He was Galshel Gozim. He was a cluster of nuts. Interesting praise. What exactly does that mean? Rashi over here says, take a look in Avos Rebbe Nasan, 18th Perek. Rashi quotes, Magal shel agozim adam notel achas mehem behem mikbasos v'noflu zu al zu. So, when it comes to the nut, here's what you do. You take a nut away from a pile of nuts, and because they're small, so what they end up doing is filling in the place that was taken out. So, behem mikbasos v'noflu zu al zu. Kulan. Kach Rebbe Tarfon ba tami v'sholo davar hayim evil araya mikra medrash mishnah halacha v'agada hakol yachad. So his knowledge of everything, chumash, talmud, mishnah, mikra, agadata. So his knowledge was all encompassing. So basically, he had a unified view of the halacha, even though it's coming from different sources. Rabbi Yishmael Chanus Mizonas. Rabbi Yishmael was a well-stocked store, meaning unlike sometimes you go to the store, you ask for something, and they're like, we don't have it, and we're going to have to look for it. So Rabbi Yishmael was like a well-stocked store. He asked for it, and he had it on demand. Rabbi Kiva Otzer Balum. Rabbi Kiva was an Otzer Balum, Rashi, Kach Meforsh, Bavos, the Rabbi Nasan, Lama Haya Rabbi Kiva Dome Le'anish, Natal Kupasa V'yatzal Asada. So once again, Rashi quotes Avos, the Rabbi Nasan, in terms of Rabbi Kiva. So he was like a poor person who had a kupa, and he went out to the field. So Matzah Sa'orim Katzer V'nasan Ba, Matzah Chitim Nasan Ba, V'chein Pulim V'chein Adash. So he would go from field to field, from different grain to different grain, and he would harvest. He would go home, and then he would separate. Kach Rebbe Akiva. Kishali mid mirabasav shamar davar mikra mirabasav acharav halacha v'acharav medrash v'acharav agadam. So then Rebbe Akiva in the base medrash, he would listen to everything. He would hear everything. Nasan libo lachzor aleihem or lagarsan ashiu sidurim befiv. And then what he would go home, and he would organize. So he was able to, quote unquote, right, by derech mashal, as an analogy, he would be able to walk from field to field, collecting different varieties of produce. But then what he would do is he would go home and he would organize. That's Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri kupas harochlim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri was a seller of spices. So, I skipped one.
No.
Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, Kupas Aruchlim. So the Rashi explains, Mefarish Hasan, once again, Rashi quotes the Avos Rabbi Nasan, Ma Rochel Zeh Shebala Ir Sholim Mimenu Afar Samon, Imcha Omer Hin, Paltiyon Imach Omer Hin, Kinamon Imach Omer Hin, Kach Nitzrach Adam L'Shol Dover B'mikra, Meshiva V'chem B'gemar V'chem B'medrash. You can ask him a question, Chumash, he's got it. Gemara, he's got it. Medrash, he's got it. V'chem B'agadah. Okay, interesting, the difference between Medrash and Agada. But I assume when Avos Rabbi Nasan is talking about Medrash, not the way we view Medrash, meaning we view Medrash like, you know, Medrashim, like stories on the Chumash. But I suspect Medrash over here is like the Medrash Halacha. That's what I assume. Okay. Anyway, back to the Gemara. Rav Elazar ben Azariah Amar Kupa Shel Besamim. A very similar idea describing Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Obviously, there's got to be some sort of nuanced difference between Rochlim and Besamim, but the same basic idea. Mishnah's Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Kavanaki. Okay, you've heard this once or twice throughout Shas. The Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, when he said over Halacha, Kav Venaki, it was really sifted, super refined. Meaning he didn't say much, but whatever he said was good. And which is essentially saying that whatever little that he did end up saying is the accepted halacha. Rabbi Yossi Nimuka Imo. This is the entire reason why here we're quoting the Brisa of Avos Rabbi Nasan. We for this line of the Gemara of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, who is, as Rashi explained earlier, very clear. Has a good understanding of the halacha and is able to communicate that understanding. Rabbi Shimon tochin harbe umotzi kima. Rabbi Shimon was able to grind on a lot umotzi kima, and a little came out. What does that mean? A little came out. So tana mishkach kima. So the Gemara quotes the brights, and the brights they hear explains this even a little bit better. It means that he forgot very little. Umashimotzi and umotzi ella asubin, and anything that he did forget was kind of like the bran. Meaning things that were forgettable. However, that was determined. Okay, v'chein. So again, all that digression over there was just to give us an indication of Rabbi Yossi Mimuka Imo. And so therefore, on the issue of Mila Lo Mimsere, if I was instructed to do something, I cannot subcontract it. Rabbi Yossi says you cannot. Rabbi Meir says you can. The question the Amoraim ask is, why are you so deferential to Rabbi Yossi in terms of the halacha? The answer is because he is Rabbi Yossi. Okay. V'chein, back to our Gemara. I'm Rabbi Shimon Talmida b'ni shanu midosai shimidosai trumos kimitrumos midosav shirabi Akiva. So, Rabbi Shimon says, I want you to follow me carefully because my midos are just a fraction of the midos of Rabbi Akiva. Meaning, I learn from Rabbi Akiva, which parenthetically, as per the Gemara in Yevamos, that right the Rabbi Shimon was one of the five Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva after Rabbi Akiva went through the 24,000. And so therefore he says, I learn from Rabbi Akiva. I follow the midos of Rabbi Akiva, so learn from me. Gufa Amar L'Shlaim. Okay. And now back to our discussion of the Gemara. Chesamach Zayin towards the bottom of the Amud. The Gemara is going to return back. Gufa Amar L'Shlaim Amar L'Sofer. V'yichtav L'ponim L'ponim V'yichtamim. Okay, so here is a discussion that we had earlier, where I turn to two people and I say, I want you guys not to write the get, not to sign the get. I want you guys to just simply handle it. Take care of it. You'll get this offer to write it. You'll get those two people to sign it. And so therefore, he's basically telling them to subcontract. I'm Rav Huna, I'm Rav Kasher. V'lo sasa zos b'Yisrael. So to which the Gemara says it's Kasher. Now again, Rabbi Yossi in general does not subscribe to instructions being able to be subcontracted. Once again, as we saw earlier, there are some Amoraim who say that Rabbi Yossi would agree, but Omer Amru, where his instructions were to instruct others, he would agree. Our Gemara quotes Rav. Rav says that it's kasher, velo sasa zos b'Yisrael, but don't do it. In other words, but I don't recommend it. Now, the Gemara goes on to explain. It's a simple question. So good. So I now know that it's kosher. If it's kosher, so then it should be fine. So why are we not recommending it? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you the problem. The problem is that once you know that I can tell people to instruct other people, so then maybe the wife who really is not interested in being married anymore is going to hire two people to lie to two other people and basically say to two other people, hi, I was hired by the husband. Not true. They were paid to say that. To go ahead and to tell you to write the get, and they go to a sofa and they tell him that we were instructed by the quote-unquote husband, once again, not true, and the Gemara says, we're worried about that. The Gemara says, "Umi chayshin v'atayin," the Gemara says, really? This is a concern. So the Gemara says, we are never on principle concerned that when you have witnesses signing on a document, that these witnesses are lying. Now, as a general rule, meaning we have to function, and it's just simply not for purposes of function. Maybe you can also understand this from a lumdus perspective, but we never question the validity of witnesses who are signing on a document. If they're signing on a document, it's because it occurred. So the Gemara says, "Maisa lo avdi dibur kamri." So the Gemara says, I'll tell you a basic distinction. If witnesses are signing on a document, we have a general chazaka that what they're signing is in fact valid. And they're telling the truth. Because they wouldn't put their pen to paper unless what they were saying was the truth. But over here, consider. What the woman is hiring these people to do is not to sign their name on anything. But rather to instruct other people to do so. The Gemara says, now I'm worried. Because I'm not going to pay and write my name falsely on any document. But if all you're asking me to do is just tell somebody else to do it, it's wrong. And I may not sleep tonight, you know, maybe two nights, you know, depending on my conscience. But I'm not putting my name down to anything. The Gemara says under those circumstances, there's reason to be concerned. So, halachically, technically, yes, according to Rav, you can subcontract two people to get two others to sign and another to write, but we shouldn't do it because we're worried of what we just for the reason we just articulated. Now the Gemara says, consider the following. The husband says to two people, you're going to be the one signing it, and you'll instruct the sofer to go ahead and to write it. So, it's a little bit better. The two people he's telling, they're only doing one act of subcontracting, and that's a sofer. But they themselves are going to be signing on the get. Good or not good? Rav Chisda Amar Kasher Lo Sase. So, the Amoraim are all in agreement. It's kosher, just a question now of recommended or not recommended. Rav Chisda Amar Kasher Lo Sase. Rav Abba Rechana Amar Kasher Lo Sase. Rav Nachman Amar Kasher Lo Sase. Rav Sheshes Amar Kasher Lo Sase. Rav Abba Amar Kasher Lo Sase. Rav Yossi Amar Kasher Lo Sase. V'ika De'apich Lohu. So, a long list of Amoraim. As per the instructions of Rabbi Shimon, we learned earlier, you're going to go home tonight and you'll organize everyone. Right. You'll organize everyone's opinion into the right column of recommended or not recommended. But the Gemara also points out at the end that Rabbi and Rav Yosef, some flip it around so that Rabbi comes out as saying recommended and Rav Yosef is saying not recommended. Okay, and again, by the way, just so that we have this information organized, are they saying this shita within Rabbi Yossi, or are they saying the shita within Rabbi Meir? So again, the easiest way to say it is they're saying it within the shita Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir allows people to subcontract their assignment. So according to Rabbi Meir, it's fine. Rabbi Yossi says, Mila lo mimsura. So can it work according to Rav Yossi? So that's another machlokas amoraim which we saw earlier today. Some amoraim say that no, according to Rav Yossi, mile lo mimser, you cannot subcontract instructions. And some say no, but omer amru, in a scenario where you were instructed to pass along, Rav Yossi would agree that that would be okay. So that itself is a machlokas. So these amoraim are within the shita Rav Meir, or within the shita Rav Yossi. That's also machlokas. Amar la asar kisuget. Yes, agreed. Well, if you subscribe to the position of Lo Sasu Kane, so then you understand why Bidiyevit. If it's Tasa, so then... Yeah, yes, or... Right, agreed. Okay, Amala Sar Kisruget. Tan Rabbanan Amala Sar Kisruget Tunilish Echa Kosavai De Kulam. I'm sorry. Echa Kosavai De Kulam. So if the instructions were to, in other words, there was a group of 10 people, and he said, Kisvu get, but he doesn't say the word Kulchem, he just simply says Kisvu. So one writes on behalf of everyone. Kulchem Ksuvu, Echa Kosev B'mamad Kulam. So if he said Kulchem Ksuvu, I want all of you to write. Now, they can't all write. In other words, it's just a strange image. All 10 of them are going to be holding the pen. I mean, that's absurd. Maybe each one of them is going to be writing a word, you know, alternating between them. Again, no. What it means when it says, Kulchem Ksuvu, I want all of you to write, it means they're all going to be there present for the writing. Holichu get liishti echemolechai de kulam. To deliver the get to my wife, so one is going to deliver aide kulam. Kulchem holichu. Now, if he says, I want all of you to deliver, so once again, doesn't mean that they're all going to be putting their hand on the get, but echem molech memamad kulam. So they're all going to be there in the delivery. Ibailu mana osan mahu. The Gemara's question now is as follows. So again, we know that if he doesn't say the word kulchem, so you don't need all the participation. If he says the word kulchem, you need all the participation. What if he counts them out? 1, 2, 3. But he doesn't say the word kulchem, but he counts them out. So what's that? Ravun amar mana eino kekulchem. Rav Yochanan mishum Rav Elazar demin Roma amar mana harehu kekulchem. So the Gemara here cites a machlokes amaraim, whether by him counting them out, does that mean that he requires full participation or no? Amar Rav Papa v'lo pligi, but Rav Papa says, we can handle both shitas and come to some sort of resolution. So, v'lo pligi, hadaman akulu v'hadaman mitzasayu. Amar lo l'hai gisa v'amar lo l'hai gisa. So the Gemara says that with the discrepancy, the distinction is where he counts them out, but he doesn't fully count them out. So now, which way to go with that? The Gemara says, I can go in one of two directions over here. So, if he counts them all, let's take a look at Rashi, third wide line. Rashi says, Amri Leila Hagisa, Manakulu Akulu Kapit. If he's counting everyone, he wants everyone. So, mana mixasailo kapit ella amenuyim. So, but if he only counts some of them, then he's only mocking on the ones that he counted. So, that's one way to say it over. You jump to the next Rashi. Ramile lahagisa, mana mixasam, gali daite, dahani kapit, utsrichin. So if he's only counting some of them, what does that indicate to you? That indicates to you that the ones he counted are the ones he wants participating. However, if he counts everyone out, so you know, if everyone's special, that of course means nobody's special. So, anyone could do it, and it's also evident by the fact that he didn't say the word kulchem. Okay, why did he count everybody? Okay, your guess is as good as mine, but okay. Itkin Rav Yehuda begita de kulchem ksuvo. Back to the Gemara, Rav Yehuda instituted begita that when kulchem ksuvu o kulchem o kol chad v'chad minchun chasumu o kulchem o kol tre mincham akul. Ovila o kulchem o kol chad v'chad minchon. So in the scenario where he says kulchem to write or kol echa v'echad, so or kol tre minchon or all pairs of you, under those circumstances, all of them have to participate. Amar Rav Zimnan Degayis Leila Diburet. So the Gemara says, well, if those instructions were so verbose, could be that all those instructions are not going to be carried over. Va'amar Kulchem V'lo Amar Kol Chan Minchon Va'asi La'afsilu. Because what may end up happening is that all these instructions are not going to be articulated, and then not all of them are going to be signing, and that will lead to a psul. El amarava ksuvu kol chad minchon, chasumu kol tre minchon, ovilu kol chad minchon. So Rava gives a just more refined, more contracted instruction. So all of you should be, all should be writing, all you should be signing, all you should be delivering. Under those circumstances, it's clear, and all of them are going to be participating in either the writing, the signing, or the delivery. This is the end of the sixth parak of the Masechta. On what issue? On Mili Lo Mimsra, the halacha is like Rav Yossi, which is Mili Lo Mimsra, that you cannot that you cannot pass along instructions.
That's what they're doing in Torah Shavuot.
Okay, but no. Wait. We're talking about learning, and you're talking about instructing somebody to do something. Okay, that's different. Omer Amru, so unclear as to whether or not the halacha follows like Rav Yossi, but Omer Amru. Okay, unclear. Okay, unclear to me, that is. Okay, we start now the seventh parak of the Masechta, and here we go. Seventh parak of the Masechta for next couple of dapim, including this amud, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, is going to be dealing with Refuos Chazal. Okay, it is today's daf, tomorrow's daf. I strongly encourage you to come tomorrow. Every line of Gemara we're learning is Limud HaTorah. It's just going to be that these types of therapies are antiquated. Now, antiquated usually means that they're old and they no longer work. Okay, so the Gaonim, it's not me saying it, it goes all the way back to the time of the Gaonim say they're old and best not to try them. Okay, now they are going to seem strange to us because, you know, we're quote-unquote, we dabble in modern medicine. So to us, all this is going to seem strange and unusual. But Chachmei Chazal were such that not only did they delve into the Mesorah, the Torah Shabbat Peh, the Torah Shabbat Chsav, but included as part of Torah was therapies. Therapies was part and parcel of Torah, and at the time, there was definitely therapeutic value to the various refuahs that we're about to articulate and outline. And again, just a little bit of a warning / disclaimer. Right? Don't try them at home. Yes.
And I'm telling you, maybe you could tell us yourself that this Hashem decides the refuah. What gives refuah at what time? So these are
not. Yeah. Correct. Correct. Misha achzu kadaika. So the Gemara starts off with a scenario with an illness where a person was seized by kadaikas. Take a look at Rashi over here. Shem shida hashaletas kishe shose yain harbe migito. So what is the root illness? So Rashi says the root illness is that he's seized by a demon. What's the cause of the illness? So you drank too much wine and you drank it right from the vat. So drinking too much wine from the vat brings it about. As you can well imagine, the Rambam, when giving explanations, this is a Mishnah. So you can see the Rambam's explanation. Rambam wrote a Perush to Mishnah. It's called Perush HaMishnayos. So you can see the Rambam, where the Rambam is going to give a quote-unquote more rational explanation for these types of illnesses. But anyway, he is not with his senses. It's the easiest way to describe it. So the Amar kisu get lishti, and his instructions were to write to get to my wife. Lo Amar klum. So because he is not of sound mind, so therefore his instructions are simply ignored. Amar ksuva get lishti va'achzu kordaikas v'chazav Amar lo tichtavenu ein v'avarchonim klum. If he instructed to write to get to his wife, and then he was seized by this type of illness, so then, and he gave instructions running counter to his original instructions, so you ignore the second instructions while he's no longer of sound mind. Nishtatik va'amar lo nichtu get lishtecha v'hirchen b'rosho. If he became muted, he was unable to speak. This is, Rashi points out, not talking about achzu kardaikus, but we're talking about somebody who just simply becomes a mute, and so now he's trying to communicate without being able to speak. We ask him, do you want to write again? And he nods his head. All we need to do is just a simple test. The Mishnah puts it at three questions, a simple battery of three questions in terms of whether or not he's of sound mind. Ask him some very basic questions on other matters, unrelated matters, just to see does he know what's going on? Okay, and if he answers correctly, so now we know it's of a sound mind. So then the nod of his head to the instructions of writing of the get is going to be followed. My Kordaikos. We start immediately right now with the Gemara, and here we begin. We are going to delve into the Gemara in terms of various illnesses and remedies. Okay, so Amr Shmuel, you're more than free to ask me any question you want. I'm going to look at you with all your questions, and I'm going to then, I'll acknowledge that you asked, and then I'll just put my head back down and I'll just keep reading. Okay, and don't take offense. It's just that my understanding will be limited to the words on the page of the Gemara, and that's it. So, so the Gemara says, well, first of all, what is it? So the Gemara says that he drank wine, fresh wine, straight out of the vat. The Gemara says, so, and you know, you can always ask your doctors these questions. Why do you use such fancy terms if what you can express is something that is very simple? So, you know, sometimes the doctors are honest, it's just to intimidate you, that's all. So the Gemara says, so Hakamash Malan Daha Rucha Kodai Kishma. So the Gemara says that you want to know what the name of the Ruach is, meaning the bad spirit that comes about as a result of drinking this wine, so now you can give it a name. So the Mayan Afkamin, the Gemara says, and okay, we gave it a name, and now what? So look, Kamiya. So the Gemara says, so when you write the Kameya, the amulets, which were very popular, Bismana Gemara, some people still do it. So so if you write a Kameya, so you need to know the name of the Ruach. My asuse, the Gemara says, what is the remedy for such an illness? So the Gemara says, bitzra sumka gumre, so put very fatty meat on top of coals. Sorry, you're right. Put lean meats on top of, right. Okay, you're right. I'm looking at the Rashi also. Put lean meat on top of coals, v'chama marka, and very diluted wine together with it. Okay, sounds like a wonderful dinner. The Amar Abai, Amri Le'aim, Abai quotes his mother, Abai quotes his mother all the time. It's not his mother, it's the one who raised him. Lishimusha Basyuma Kuza Demai. If you had some sort of fever for one day, so drink water. Batreyume, if you had it for 2 days, Sikure. Have some bloodletting being done. Batasiyome, if you have it for 3 days, Bisra Sumka Gumer Vechamer Marka, once again, lean meat and red wine, and diluted wine. Lishimshu Atikasa, if you've had it for an extended period of time. So, Leisi Tanagalosa, Uchmuse, so take a black hen, Uvelikre Shasu Ve'erev, and cut it cross, meaning right, both laterally. And horizontally and vertically, shave the top of your head, put it on the top of your head, and make it stick to your head, ad tzavere, and then go into water up until your neck, ad chalish ama, until you really faint. And then get up and go sit down. Now, if this is unavailable, you're going to see this a lot of times over the course of these next couple of dapim, where the Gemara is going to give you like remedy A, and then if that's unavailable, then go to remedy B. V'ilav lechol karte, so then eat some sort of leek. V'lintzos v'leikum b'may atzavrei, and then go into the water up until your neck. Adachalashame ilave v'limud l'sak v'leisev, and then afterwards have a seat. L'shimush bistra, let's just do a couple more for today. And then if it's shimush bistra, if it's your flesh is feeling warm, sumka agumre, sorry, l'shimusha bistra sumka agumre v'chamamarka. So here, so once again, lean meat. Together with diluted wine. Latagla bistra, if your flesh is feeling cold, talag tlagishalak, right? It's freezing. So you have some sort of chill. Shmena agumre, here you get to eat the fatty meat. Vecham rechaya, and undiluted wine. Rav Amran chasidik hava mitzaren le, beresh galusa havu, meganu le atlaga. So he had to sleep out in the cold. Lamach amrle my nichale lamar the leisele amr honey cold amin aluhu mepach abche. Whatever I tell you to do, do the opposite. Amlu bistra sumka agurme v'chamra marka. So lean meat and very diluted wine. Aisele ino bistra shmena agurme v'chamra chia. So to follow the opposite instructions. So fatty meat undiluted wine. Shamas yalta umaile lelebe masvasa. Yalta, the wife of Rav Nachman, we get to hear about her all the time. So she takes him and she brings him to the bathhouse. Umukmele b'maya debe masfasa, and instructs the attendant to put him in the water. Ada mahavche may debe masfasa v'havadama v'kai bisra pshita pashit. So the and by putting him in the water, so his limbs were able to recover. Rav Yossi Gasa Berecha, and now other Amoraim did very simple things in terms of warming up their skin. They would work physical labor. Rav Yosef would grind the millstone. Rav Sheshes Yasek Bekeshure. Rav Yosef would lift up beams. Amar Gedola Malacha Shemechamemes Es Ba'aleha. Work is good. Work is good. It warms up the body, and it's a good thing. Okay, Adkan will stop over here, and we'll pick it up tomorrow with other refuos chazal.